18 Bible verses for mourning to help with the grieving process. Are you going through a difficult time of mourning and loss? Do you feel overwhelmed by feelings of pain and grief? If so, don't lose hope. Grieving is part of the healing process, and there are many Bible verses for mourning you can turn to for peace, hope, comfort, counsel, and strength. Bible verses for mourning. Below are several Bible verses for mourning and grief to support and encourage you as you grieve. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Psalm chapter 34, verse 18. When you feel that no one understands or shares your grief, know that God does, and He wants to comfort you and lift you up. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm chapter 147, verse 3. Grief may not go away, but it changes over time and becomes part of who you are. If you turn to God during this difficult time, He will help you get through it. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Psalm chapter 9, verse 9. God offers you a haven in which to rest when you feel weighed down by your burden of grief. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation. Psalm chapter 42, verse 5. It may be hard to cling to hope when you are grieving the loss of a loved one, but if you look for even the smallest of things you can be grateful for and praise God amid your sorrow, hope will start to arise. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with Him those who have fallen asleep. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 14. For the unbeliever, death is final and something to be feared, but Christians who have put their trust in Jesus Christ have the assurance that they will see their loved ones again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. God sees you and cares deeply about your sorrow. He is interested in everything about you. If you take your grief to Him, He will comfort you, as only He can do. And as you heal, He will use your life to bless and encourage others walking a similar path. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm chapter 23, verse 4. You can feel secure, knowing that God is with you even during your darkest valley, and that He is watching over you and protecting you. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. This earth is not our home. If you have put your trust in Jesus, you can expectantly look forward to spending eternity with Him in a place where God Himself will wipe away your tears, and there will be no more death, sadness, or pain. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." John chapter 11, verse 25. Though we face death in this earthly life, it is not the end of the road. Because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, we have the assurance of eternal life with God. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory." O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 to 55. In this life, people get sick, suffer, and die, and it seems as though death wins in the end. However, Jesus claimed victory over death the day He arose from the grave, and it no longer has any power over you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm chapter 73, verse 26. This verse is a reminder that even during your grief, God is with you. He is your strength, and He will never fail you. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Trust God to give you the strength you need to walk through your grief. He promises to be with you and to help you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. When you don't know which way to turn, trust God to guide you. Take comfort in the fact that even though you don't know what lies ahead, he does. Jesus wept. John chapter 11, verse 35. Jesus understands your pain and suffering. When he took on human form, he also experienced sorrow and grief. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8 verses 38 to 39. God's love for you is constant and unstoppable. He is always with you, and he loves you beyond measure. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 16. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. God wants you to bring your burdens to him instead of trying to carry them in your own strength. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 to 15. If you have put your trust in Jesus Christ, you have the sure hope of eternal life. Death is no longer something to be feared. Rather, it's the door of deliverance that ushers you out of this world, where trials and tribulations abound, and into the realm of eternal joy. Christian grief counseling. Christian grief counseling involves a combination of Bible verses for mourning, biblical principles, and clinical intervention. If you have questions or would like to set up an appointment, please contact one of the counselors in our online directory today. We would be happy to meet with you to discuss methods and techniques and more Bible verses for mourning that can help you cope with your grief in a healthy manner as you work your way through the different stages of it. You don't have to go it alone.